From the campuses of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Colgate University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke College, the school that last week chalked up its second victory here in the College Quiz Bowl. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, it will be a battle of the sexes, with Mount Holyoke College defending its title against an all-male quartet from Colgate University. Now, let's get along with the game and meet the teams. First, let's go upstate to Hamilton, New York, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR is on hand to referee for the Colgate University team. Are you with us, Bob?
I am, Alan, and so is the Colgate University team. These boys heard Mount Holyoke beat the all-male teams from Oberlin College and Notre Dame University and have rightly concluded this can't go on. Here's the team to say hello.
Paul Schritt from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Peter Gould, South Devon, England.
Marty Hyatt, New York City.
Jim Wachtel, New York City.
All right, there you've met the challenging team from the Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Now, let's come a little further east to South Hadley, Massachusetts, where Jim Strong of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to referee for the Mount Holyoke College team. Are you there, Jim?
I sure am, Alan, and so are the Holyoke girls. They tell me they don't want to hurt any male vanity. They'll try to win gracefully, but they do want to win. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
There you've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Colgate University signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. The bonus question tonight, the first bonus question tonight, is worth 30 points. So on your toes, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, at this time of the year, what is an agile wallaby apt to have in her pocket? Colgate.
Betsy Winters. Oh, excuse me.
Jim Wachtel here, Alan.
All right.
A baby wallaby.
That's right, a baby wallaby. That's perfectly right. What is a wallaby? What is a wallaby, Jim?
It's a marsupial mammal. They're found in Australia generally.
Well, if you'd said kangaroo, I'd have been right with you. Okay, but you got 10 points, Colgate, to start it out, and here's your 30-point bonus. Now, I'm jumping the season a little on this bonus question, but I'd like to talk about April. Three very famous works in English literature refer to the month of April in their opening line. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to quote the line and the title. You got that?
Oh, to be in April.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. I want you to quote the line and the title of each of the following works, which have this reference. First, a long poem written by a 20th century naturalized British subject.
That would be T.S. Eliot.
Yes, but I want the opening line and the title of the work. I'll grant you it's T.S. Eliot. 10 points. Oh, time is called. It's T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, and the first line is, April is the cruelest month. Okay, a Middle English work by a 14th century author.
Chaucer.
Yes, now I want the line of the work.
When a brilli...
When that brilli with its shower sweet from the Canterbury Tales.
That's right. When a brilli with its shower sweet from the Canterbury Tales. details. All right, fine. Okay, at 10 points. Now, a familiar poem by a 19th century poet.
Peter Gould.
Oh, to be in England now that April's here, by Browning.
The name of the work. The name of the work. Before you get the 10 points.
Home Thoughts from Abroad.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go with another toss-up question. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. For 10 points, tell us, what came first? The Congress of Vienna, the Council of Trent, or the Edict of Nantes? Colgate.
Paul Schmidt.
It's the Edict of Nantes.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
Yes, we can, Barbara Clickstein.
It's the Council of Trent.
Right, it's the Council of Trent. 1545 to 1564. Right, Holyoke, for 10 points, here's your 30-point bonus. Masculine names and nicknames often form all or part of other words or phrases. For instance, a lethal weapon is a black jack.
Oh.
A young kangaroo is a Joey. An autograph signature is a John Hancock. You got it? Now, for a quick 5 points apiece, what are the following? A slight muscular strain or sprain.
Charlie horse.
Right, Charlie horse. All right. A kind of American violet.
Oh, that's not Johnny Jump Up, is it?
That is Johnny Jump Up for 5 points.
Great.
A black flag with a macabre decoration.
Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger, right.
Roger Tuff.
A slang expression for delirium tremens.
DTs?
No, you really shouldn't know
the
this.
The Jimmies.
What?
The Jimmies or
Willies.
I'll accept it. Jimmies
Willies,
or Jim Jams.
Or Willies.
Willies. you got 5 points there. Jim Jams I had, but I'd accept the others. All right. An American migratory bird sometimes called a rice bird.
A rice bird?
Rice bird.
Oh.
Bobolink.
Oh,
bobolink.
Oh.
A word meaning to ravage, despoil, or pillage.
Rob. Like Rob. You know, the diminutive of Robert.
No, do I accept it? Nope. Do I accept it? Yes, I'll accept it. I was looking for Harry, but you pulled one out of the bushes there. All right, 5 points is yours. Now, before we go on to our next toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game, Roger.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, and the score, Mount Holyoke 35, Colgate 30, let's go back to another toss-up.
Okay, and coming up is a 40-point bonus, a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. A poem by Robert Burns, a novel by John Steinbeck, and a verse from Mother Goose all mention the name of a certain mammal. Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
It's a mouse.
Right, it's a mouse. You interrupted me, you got the right answer. I was asked, what is that mammal? And it is a mouse. Can you give me the three works real quickly, Barbara?
Well, the one by Steinbeck is Mice and Men.
Yes.
The one by Robert Burns is To a Mouse.
Yes.
And what was the third one you said?
Well, that's right. Three Blind Mice.
Three Blind Mice.
Okay, here's your 40-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. Aerosmith, you know, was a doctor.
Yeah.
Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman was, of course, a salesman. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to identify the occupations or professions of the following fictional characters. All of these are fictional. First of all, Elmer Gantry.
Oh, he was a minister.
He sure was. And Sinclair Lewis novel Wright for 10 points. Ali Baba.
A thief.
No,
he was
a merchant.
He was
an
oil
merchant.
Ali Baba.
A woodcutter.
I do not give you the
10 points. A woodcutter. Philip Bossini.
Oh, he was an architect.
Yeah, right.
Forsyth Saga. Forsyth.
That's right, an architect in Galsworthy. The Forsyth Saga. Charlie Gray.
A banker.
Right, for 10 points. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 18 minutes to go. Colgate has 30 points, and Bob Holyoke has 75.
And I got a 30-point musical bonus coming up. A 30-point musical bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Recently, a man summed up his opinion of the communists by saying, quote, their method is not the Dale Carnegie method of making friends and influencing people. Holyo.
Barbara Clickstein.
It was Herman Field.
That's right, for 10 points. That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, who was this man? And it was Herman Field, and you got a 30-point musical bonus, Mount Holyoke. Now, it's a fast one, and you'll earn 30 points real easily if you know what time it is according to these three songs. First of all, what time is it according to this one?
Five o'clock?
No.
midnight?
No, that Billy Mays arrangement, novel as it might be, of High Noon, 12 o'clock. Okay, what time is it according to this? Country people are saying they're so young. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
3 o'clock.
It is.
It was
God.
Before your time. All right, here we go. What's this one? What time is it?
12 o'clock?
Oh.
I don't know.
5 o'clock. Oh. That was my time. That's 1 o'clock jump, Harry James.
Oh,
1 o'clock.
Day.
Okay,
oh.
You didn't do too well on that score in time now, right?
We're not too good.
Alan, we have 16 and a half minutes to go. Mount Holyoke is still ahead with 85 points. Colgate has 30, and back to another toss-up.
Here's your toss-up, and coming up is a 20-point bonus. For 10 points, what, according to Benjamin Franklin, are the only two things in this world that are sure? Colgate.
Marty Hyatt.
Death and taxes.
Right, for 10 points. Here's a quick 20-point bonus, Colgate. 20 points if you can name the three Frenchmen who, since the fall of Mondes France, were unsuccessful. Unsuccessful.
Peter Gould.
Attempts to form a new French government, all right.
Pinot, Pinet, and Flanflan.
Pinot, Pinet, and Flanflan. I'm glad you said it first. That's right for 20 points. 20 points. Coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Name the man who has held all of these positions. Secretary of Commerce, Governor of New York, Ambassador to Great Britain. Let me see here. Holyoke. Was that? Let me see. Colgate.
Marty Hyatt here.
Governor Harriman.
That's right, for 10 points. Before I move along, Bob Whitney, move your buzzer into the mic, please. Let me see your buzzer, Colgate. That's it. Move it in. All right, Averill Harriman, you got it right for 10 points, Colgate, and here's your 30-point bonus. In literature as well as life, certain wives sometimes cause their husbands a lot of trouble. Now, I'm going to describe three such wives, and for 10 points apiece, you're to name the husbands who had to put up with them. First of all, this mythical wife opened a box and released woe in the world.
Pandora.
I want
Pandora. Epiphanius.
That's near enough. All right. That's Epiphanius. I have Epimetheus, but that's all right. That's Pandora's husband. All right, 10 points. Now, this fictional wife was insane for 15 years, finally freed her husband to remarry when she set fire to their house and leaped to her death from the rooftop. What is the husband's name?
Peter Gould has it. Mr. Rochester?
Right, Rochester in Jane Eyre. Okay, you'll get all of this bonus question if you can tell me this biblical wife, falsely accused Joseph.
Oh, Potiphar's wife.
Potiphar's wife is right for 10 points. Score and time now.
Right now, Alan, 14 minutes to go. Colgate has now climbed ahead, has 100 points to Mount Holyoke's 85.
All right, now I got a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what did a famous circus impresario have to say about the quality of the birth rate? Colgate.
Marty Hyatt.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Right, for 10 points. Here's your bonus question, a 20-point bonus, Colgate. For 20 points, on what ground was Henry VIII's marriage to Catherine of Aragon declared illegal?
That was because there was no heir born to the throne.
No.
I don't think it was legally consummated in the eyes of the church as Henry VIII saw it.
Why? If you explain why, you've got it. What was the law? What?
She had been his brother's wife.
That's right. That I'll accept. On the grounds of the canon law that forbade a man to marry his sister-in-law. Okay, you got 20 points scoring time now, Raj.
Right now, we have 13 minutes to go. Colgate has 130 points to Mount Holyoke's 85.
And I got a 30-point musical bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. I think the great once said, quote, I shall need him a year more at the most. One squeezes the orange and then throws away the skin. Now for 10 points, to what famous author philosopher was he referring? Colgate.
Paul Schmidt.
Voltaire.
Right, Voltaire for 10 points. Okay, Colgate, you got a musical bonus here. You got a musical bonus now. According to classical mythology, you know, there are four elements: water, air, earth, and fire. three of these elements are included in the titles of the music you're about to hear. Now, listen carefully. Now, I'm going to allow you to, I mention only three of these. I will accept the first three elements you mentioned. So, listen carefully. What are they here, according to the titles of these songs? I want the elements.
That's Danny Boy, the pipes are calling, isn't it?
Water.
What do I hear? Did I hear water?
Water.
Is that official? That's wrong. All right. Now, you have two more. It is Londonderry Air is the official name. Air. It's a little sneaky, but it is air, you know? Okay, now, you got two more elements you can mention. What is the element in the title of this?
Fire.
Right.
Fire.
Ritual fire dance by the fire. All right. Fire. What is the element according to the title of this?
Alan. Paul Schmidt.
That's Handel's water music.
Right, water. You got two out of three.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout right now.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Now, we're going to take time out to talk to the teams. But first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, I suggest that you see the March issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. You know, Good Housekeeping also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl. Now, let's take out a minute and talk to our teams. First, let's talk to these phenomenal four gentlemen from Colgate University. First of all, Paul Schmidt. How are you classified there, sir?
I'm a senior, Alan.
What is your major?
Major is languages and Russian studies.
And your plans upon graduation?
Well, I'd like to go to graduate school, probably the Russian Institute at Columbia.
Very good. Very admirable. Peter Gould, I notice you're from South Devon, England. Is this your second year in this country?
I was over here during the war for 4.5 years.
Oh, I see. But you've come back to go to college.
Yes, that's right.
How are you classified there?
I'm a sophomore, and I'm majoring in geography.
I see. Do you have a quick reason, a specific reason for selecting Colgate?
Yes, it's the best.
I see. Well, that's quick enough and specific enough. All right. Martin Heyer, how are you classified, sir?
I'm a junior and a political science major.
And your plans upon graduation?
I hope to go to law school.
Good boy. All right, Jim Wachtel, how are you classified?
I'm a senior, majoring in chemistry.
And your plan?
I plan to do graduate work in chemical engineering.
Where?
That's open to dispute right now.
I see, that's the answer I often get on that question. All right, gentlemen, you're doing very well. Now let's meet your adversaries. Let's go back up to South Hadley, Massachusetts, and meet these girls from Mount Holyoke. According to my spies, of course, I can't see you up there, Ellen. But I understand that you've got something very odd in your hair tonight. What is it?
It's a bone, Alan.
What?
A bone.
Why?
All the sophomores are wearing bones today because tomorrow we present our class skit that presents our class song. And this is sort of a cryptic clue as to what goes on in that skit.
Would you tell us now?
Oh, I can.
Oh, I see. But you're all wearing bones. What kind
of... No, the other people on this panel are sort of interestingly dressed, too, because Betsy down at the other end looks like an 18th century gentleman to me.
She does? why are you dressed like an 18th century gentleman, Betsy?
Well, Alan, I'll tell you. This next week, the French and English departments are cooperating on a theater bill, including Molière's Les Précieuses Ridicules and Congreve's Love for Love.
I'm glad you had to say that and not
me. Me, too. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not.
And so you're in costume for what?
We've got dress rehearsals tonight right after the show. In fact, it's going on now, and I just didn't have time to change into costume between times. So
okay.
Here I am.
Well, fine, and I want to also congratulate the three girls who made Phi Beta Kappa this week. Or the two girls, Myra and Betsy, made Phi Beta this week. Barbara Glitchy made it in the fall, and Ellen will make it in a couple of years or a year. That looks like our time period, period is up. So let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, and with the score at the present moment, Colgate 160, Mount Holyoke 85, we have 8 minutes to go and back to another toss-up.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. I'll give you a dictionary definition of a common sports term. For 10 points, you name the term. Quote, a spinning or rotary motion around the vertical axis given a ball by striking it to the right. Colgate.
Here's Peter Gould.
A curve.
Okay, I'll finish the ball, penalize you 5 points, Colgate, and I'll finish it for Mount Holyoke. The dictionary definition of a common sports term, a spinning or rotary motion around the vertical axis given a ball by striking it to the right or left of its center.
Oh, Oh, gosh. Oh, wait a minute.
Time.
Slightly.
No, it's English. English. On a toss-up, we don't have that much time. English.
English. What's
that? I thought surely Peter Gold would get it. All right, here we go. 30-point bonus is still in the offing. For 10 points, identify the governmental agency which, according to news stories, recently had occasion to consult reference books on names for baby girls. Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Winters.
That's the, oh, darn it. Oh,
can you take it, Colgate?
Weather
Jim
Bureau.
Rockell.
God.
What?
That's the Weather Bureau.
The Weather Bureau. Right for 10 points. Okay, you got a 30-point bonus there by holding on. Sometimes the names for Colgate, you know, sometimes the names for common kitchen appliances and gadgets suggest other qualities or actions. See how sharp you men are in the kitchen. For 10 points apiece, I want you to name, first of all, the kitchen utensil which sounds like it should be used for cooking things twice.
Double boiler.
Right, for 10 points. The kitchen appliance which sounds like it's totally lacking in buoyancy.
It's heavy weight. And what heavy lacking in what?
Frying pan?
Sink! Sink. Okay, you didn't get that one. All right, now, the useful item of kitchen equipment which sounds like it was designed to confuse the head of the house.
Can opener.
It sounds like. It's the way it sounds. Mixer. What did I hear?
Mixer.
You said mixer.
Mixer? I was looking for the head of the house. I didn't hear head of the house in there. Do you accept it, Mr.
Sure,
LeGrand?
Sure.
All right, we accept it for 10 points. Okay, scoring time now.
Right now, 6 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85. Colgate has 175. Alan?
All right, I got a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. This man was the son of a president, the father of a diplomat, and the grandfather of an historian. For 10 points... Colgate.
Marty Hart.
Adams.
Which one?
John Quincy.
Right, for 10 points. John Quincy Adams. Okay. You got a 30-point bonus, Colgate. There's a bonus question on battles. A bonus question on battles. 10 points for each correct answer. First of all, who opposed Lee at Gettysburg?
Meade.
Did I hear Meade?
Yes. That's right.
Right, for 10 points. Meade. Speak up so I can hear you. I accept the right answer to a bonus question when I hear it. What caused a ceasefire in Tweedledum and Tweedledee's battle over a rattle?
Alice came along, I think.
He swallowed it.
No. What did I hear?
He swallowed it.
No. Just then flew by a monstrous crow as big as a tar barrel, which frightened both the heroes so they quite forgot their quarrel, I guess. All right, here we go. How many stones did David gather for ammunition in his fight with Goliath?
Is it Peter?
Five. What did I hear?
Was it five?
Five is right for 10 points. It's scoring time on
you. Right now, Alan, 4.5 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85. Colgate has 205.
And I got a 20-point bonus in the offing. 20-point bonus in the offing. For 10 points, what, according to the Holy Bible, neither toil nor spin? Holyoke.
Alan Richards.
The flowers, the lilies of the field.
The lilies of the field, right for 10 points. Here's your 20-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. If you were to take an airplane trip from Winnipeg to Vancouver, you'd fly over 4 Canadian provinces. Now, for 20 points, I want you to name those provinces, but wait. Get together and decide which 4, because I'm going to accept only the first 4 you give me.
Alan, I think I've got them. They're Manitoba, Saskatchewan, British Columbia, and Prince Rupert Island. Is that right?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Alberta.
Alberta.
I'm sorry. You got no value on that because you didn't name the 4. And coming up with a 20-point bonus, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what item of masculine wearing apparel did Kemal Ataturk ban? Holyo.
Alan Richards.
Oh. Holyo.
The Fez.
The Fez, right, for 10 points. All right, Holyo. Here's your bonus question. Dickens created a character called Philip Pirrip. For 20 points, by what name is he better known?
Pip.
Pip, right, in Great Expectations. Here's your bonus. What's your scoring time, Roger?
Right now, 3 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 125. Colgate has 205.
All right, here, 20-point bonuses in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, quote the famous Colgate.
I'm sorry, Alan, that's my...
All right, there's no penalty there. All right, for 10 points, quote the famous phrase that immediately precedes this passage, quote, I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free.
Holyoke.
Alan Richards.
A house divided itself, except against itself cannot exist.
Stand, right. That's all right for 10 points. You got the gist of it. That's it. Here's your 20-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. For 20 points, the boundaries of what four states in the United States meet at a single point?
That's Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Right for 20 points. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, 2 minutes to go. Colgate still has 205. Mount Holyoke is climbing with 155, Alan.
20-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. A blue nose is a Nova Scotian. For 10 points, what's a green gauge? Holyoke.
Alan Richards.
A plum.
Right, a plum. You got a 20-point bonus, Holyoke. Here we go. Assuming it were possible for you to meet the painter who painted Eight Bells, Northeaster, and Prisoners from the Front. For 20 points, Holyoke, who would you meet?
It wouldn't be Winslow Homer, would it?
It would be Winslow Homer for 20 points. Okay, here we go, another toss-up. A 20-point bonus is in the offing. For 10 points, what state in the United States ceded the land to Congress, which became our nation's capital? Holyoke.
That's your winners.
Maryland and Virginia.
Maryland is right for 10 points. Wait a minute. Wait, hold it. Hold it.
I said...
What's your answer?
Well, what is the answer? I said, what state?
Maryland.
Well, I said, what do you do, Mr. McGregor?
I think you ought to throw it out.
Well, she said Maryland.
And Virginia.
All right, okay.
I'll throw it out.
I'll throw out the question. Here we go, another test. All right, here we go. I said the state and your name, too. All right, here we go, but I've given the correct answer, so here we go with a toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us, what spring flower's name sounds slightly masochistic? Holyoke.
Myra Mullins.
Would it be Bleeding Heart?
Can you take it, Colgate?
Paul Schmidt.
Narcissus?
No, Crocus. Okay, 20-point bonus still in the offing for 10 points. How many inches high is a horse of 16 hands? Colgate.
16.
Take it, Mount Holyoke.
64.
Right, for 10 points. 64 inches. Here is your bonus question, a 20-pointer, Mount Holyoke. A couple of months ago, President Eisenhower described his political philosophy as one of progressive moderation. In the last couple of weeks, Ike has changed his definition. 20 points now if you can give us the two words he now says are a good description of his political philosophy.
Dynamic conservatism.
Right, for 20 points. Dynamic conservative. Here we go with a toss-up. A 20-point bonus is the offing for 10 points. What is the common name of the animal that was once called a camelopard? Colgate.
Paul Schmidt. It's a giraffe.
Right, for 10 points. Here we go with a 20-point bonus, Colgate. For 20 points, what biblical character...
I'm sorry, Alan, that's it. Time's up for tonight. The game is over for the week. The final score on the College Quiz Bowl tonight is... Just a minute, we're getting the points here. Mount Holyoke, 215 points. Colgate, 225 points. The winner!
Alan,
to each member... To each member of the Mount Holyoke team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Colgate University will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Colgate will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Columbia University in New York City, New York. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the March issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. Here once again, your master of the quiz, and slightly out of breath, Alan Ludden.
A little exhausted and very surprised. I was going so fast there at the end, I didn't know the score myself. I want to congratulate the wonderful team from Colgate, and I want to say to those fine young girls, Myra Mullins, Barbara Glickstein, Ellen Richards, and Betty Winters, you've been great. My goodness, you've given us one of the tightest fights of our life here. Now, next week, Colgate will meet Columbia. And the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. So won't you be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Colgate University, Bob Whitney of Station WSYR, and for Mount Holyoke College, Jim Strong of Station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.